18th parak of Oyeles, second mission. Shlosha base process same. The three types of these tumah derabanan base process. Achorish is a kever. That's the classic one, which you flay out a kever and the bones are all over the place now. In such a case, nitas kol neta, you can plant a tree, because that which grows on the tree won't be makabel tumah, because the tumah is only by touching the bones. But I think that's above it. It's not a problem. Bein zras goes there, but we don't plant any vegetables and grains because they do get involved in the bones over there. We're talking about something. This plant, we're talking about something that you uprooted with the roots. So considering when you uproot it, let's say a radish and that type of thing, you can have some of the, maybe a bone will come up with it. If you uproot into that thing that he planted, he should gather all the produce inside the field itself, and he should, and he should sift it out with two different sifters. In other words, as the Rambam says, you have an eitzah that if you planted a grain or whatever, and there's concern that when you're picking it, you can have some bones together with it. So you have to, in the field itself, sift it out to see there's no bones in it. Then you can use it. If it's grain, you have to do it with two of these sifters. Kidneys v'sholosh kabores. Kidneys needs three times. You have to make more careful. There's more of a chashash. Since the kidneys are larger, then maybe some bones will get mixed into them. The safe is a cash, and then you burn all the straw and the plant itself that remains, because that chelik is more of a chashash, that it has bones mixed into it. The time of the magav, masvin the time of the oil. That field is metama by touching it or picking up some of the earth, because it has a chash of a bone. But if someone's just mahil atat of it, he leans over it, it's not metama, because the bone, which is that size, is not metama b'oil. It's not a full body.